Dear Rhonda Abdel Fattah, I have read your book, 10 Things I Hate About Me. Before I read your books, I have seen them in my school library. I thought they would be good books to read because I saw someone who looked like me. 2 years after seeing your books, I finally decided to read one. Your book had me hooked. I couldn't stop reading them. 10 Things I Hate About Me inspired me and opened my mind. Here in America, there has been racism to the Muslims and African Americans. I am both. I didn't think there would also be in other countries such as Australia. I was surprised when I realized this was happening. The character Jamie Jamila is in a way like me. Although I didn't fear being called out, I was and still am insecure about the way I look. Jamie was too. She changed herself. I didn't change because I am afraid of what change can do to me. In conclusion, your book has opened my eyes to something outside of my world. 10 Things I Hate About Me has taught me about the struggles other Muslims go through. I hadn't really given it much thought before. It has been a long time since I have read a good book. Thank you for writing this book. Hopefully girls and boys will read it and give you more recognition. That's from a West Lafayette student writer from the compilation book titled Letters About Literature, 2017 Winning Letters. By Indiana students. It's published by our friends at the Indiana Center for the Book, which is located at the Indiana State Library. You know, there is something about youth and their fascination with a world that is fetching and engaging. We see it on page after page of today's book, Letters About Literature, as young readers write to their favorite author about what excited, what moved, or what thrilled them about their favorite author's book. There is a pernicious myth rolling around our country that young Americans don't read and are so fixated on their electronic devices that their interest in others, not to mention reading, is all but gone. Well, that's wrong. While one book is not going to dissuade everyone of these misunderstandings, I'm sure, perhaps Letters About Literature can begin to chip away at this negative stereotype and open more of our minds to the wonder that happens every day in the lives of our states and, by extension, our nation's young people as they read and wonder about what they have read. Our book opens with an essay from a young woman who attends school in one of the Indianapolis suburban cities, in this case, Fishers. Her thoughts expressed to author Gloria Whalen about her book Listening for Lions is a call to, quote, be all you can be, end quote, picking up on the book's theme that young women can follow the road of their choice and not take the road pushed upon them by the larger society around them. And more, the young letter writer shares that she is now inspired to, quote, remember to cherish people I love and spend time with them while I can, end quote, as she writes in her two-page letter. These letters from young readers to their favorite authors are moving. They're so very self-revealing and so full of the starting point of innocence, sometimes seen as an experience with life, at which young people begin as they struggle to make sense of life as they grow up. Here these young writers and readers speak of how they have already opened up to the value of following their own muse, their bliss, if you will, in their young lives, and how thinking through or rebelling from their parents' or their siblings' strongly held values and ideals can be reflected in the novels and the stories they read and discuss with themselves and with their friends. As another writer from West Lafayette put it, your book made me fall in love with reading. 4-year-old me would have asked Mr. Antoine, the author of The Little Prince, why did you become a pilot? I looked at the average salary. Air Force pilots earn about $36,000 a year, so it probably was not the money. When I was 4, I could not understand why anyone would put themselves in such a dangerous position for such little pay. But now I think I understand your thinking. On page 63, you wrote, quote, and now here's my secret, a very simple secret. One sees clearly only with the heart. Anything essential is invisible to the eye, end quote. I've since memorized it, our letter writer tells us. But the first time I read it and actually understood what it meant, something about me changed. And so the letters here are optimistic. There are flashes of pessimism and irony, and they're always questioning their lives and the lives of those around them. They are letters that are penned by thinking, living human beings who just happen to be young. The writers are grappling to make sense of the world by reading. And as so many of us who are older have done in our reading lives, relating to the characters they meet in these books as if they were talking with them, relating to their close friends or their family members, showing us once more the power of a good book, of a thoughtful author, to help us in reimagining and making sense of our own world and our own experiences. I'm fascinated, and you may be too, by the infusion of so many different Hoosier lives that are revealed in this book, from young people discovering what it means to live their religious upbringing more fully, how to truly relate to children who are different from them in their daily lives because of their lifestyles, their mental capabilities, their physical makeup. These young letter writers here open up to their favorite author and reveal that there are more sensitive and more open-minded individuals who are now able to move above and beyond bullying and questioning of their supposed friends and colleagues, learning to accept folks not like them as people worth loving and respecting and knowing. These tales of everyday morality expressed by these young writers express an enthusiasm for lifelong learning and curiosity, whether or not those morals relate to their religious upbringing. And finally, it's worth noting the titles with which we're all familiar are to be found here. The Little Prince, Tuesdays with Maury, To Kill a Mockingbird. But so are many others with which we might not be immediately familiar, but are richly read and responded to here as well. While fiction predominates in the letters we read about, the book is titled Letters About Literature, after all, there are occasional nonfiction books that spark the imagination of a young reader. And the geographical sweep of this book is striking. From the Indianapolis suburbs, by the way, Zionsville is richly represented this year, but on to the northern counties along the lake, southern counties and cities along the Ohio River, and of course, our own greater Lafayette area as well, with students from Peru, from Klondike, and from West Lafayette all included within these 200-plus pages. It's a somewhat crafty makeup, this book. We open with finalists, move on to honorable mention letters, and wrap up with semi-finalists, by far the largest number of thoughtful letters here, following these letter writers and young thinkers through their different age groups, from grade 4 through the 12th grade. It's a book that will surprise you, not only because its cover is kind of nondescript and not all that exciting to look at, but the letters within, and no offense to the illustrator of the book, by the way, but the letters that we find in here are exciting, they're fun, they're inspiring. Wanted to finish with a letter from a student from Klondike Middle School who writes about the book Molecules. Here's what he has to say to his favorite author. Dear Mr. Theodore Gray, I cannot look back enough on your book Molecules to find the hidden facts and amazing realization of what our world is made of. Even simply realizing that chemical-free things are still completely made of chemicals is a vast idea that I can only begin to understand. This impacted my life because I have always wanted to learn about what everything is made of, but never had an adequate tool to teach me. After completely reading the book, I still reread chapters just to learn another fact about something that is confusing me. I thought my perspective of the world was changed. Now I realize that was a mere foothill compared to how this book changed my life. Chemistry has always been a class I wanted to take in college and high school. Since we have not been taught this in depth before, I now know more than my peers on this subject. Even though there have been plenty of ways this book changed me, I would also like to mention that I received it during Christmas break and helped me through many boring hours of downtime when I was desperate for things to do. He concludes, "The final aspect of this book that I find great is how it has put me ahead in life. I now know so much more about a subject that has not been touched on in school so far in my life. I am pretty sure that we will have a class about this, And now I have had a pre-lesson on this whole subject, probably extending far past the eighth grade and into high school. Overall, if someone asked me how to get ahead in school or just get a new view on the world, this is the book I would refer. What a statement. And so many of the letters to children's authors are just like that, when they are full of enthusiasm, full of wonder, full of excitement. Letters About Literature, 2017 Winning Letters by Indiana Students. Look for the brown and blue cover, and you'll find it. It's published, as I said, by the Indiana Center for the Book at the Indiana State Library, and it's available not only at the State Library, but also at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.